prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 6th January 2021. I think we may have crossed the Rubicon today. I don't know that for sure. We're going to discuss it in a little bit. We're going to talk to two men who were up there. Our producer was there taking video for us and to share with everybody, Bill Hudock. He'll join us in a few minutes. Also, Coach Dave is up there. He'll be joining us in a few minutes to tell what's going on. And obviously, most of the news media very much were against what happened. They were reporting all kinds of different things that just were not so. We're going to discuss that more in detail also. Don't forget, tomorrow is Thursday. Now, please listen real carefully. Listen real carefully. Nobody will be in the office tomorrow but me. My wife, Marcia Jean, is running the temperature. And we don't want anybody around her that you may catch some kind of flu bug, or whatever. We're not concerned about COVID. I know it's real, but it's just another flu bug. But none of the girls will be here in the office tomorrow. I'll be here by myself tomorrow. So if I get behind on phone calls, please don't be impatient. Leave a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can. But I'll be in the office by myself tomorrow, take phone calls, even take orders. They won't get filled the next week, but I'll take orders and do anything I can to help any way possible. All you have to do is call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And we do still have the two-for-one deal. That's going on at the end of the month. I mean, what a bargain. Two REM sleep, two tranquil, or one of each for $28.95. Your choice. And the teaching for the Mask to the Mark on DVD or CD. I don't know how I can urge you to scrape up $10 to get this. Folks, if I had the money to mail my to you free, I would. I really would. But we don't have that kind of funds in a ministry. Please take my word for this. This is a vitally important teaching. If you get it and you don't like it, you tell me so, I'll send $10 back to you. But I think you'll make copies of it and share with your friends. We are in a situation now that I don't see any coming back on. I do believe, I think I do see the prophecies of Mitchell Doom coming to pass. America will go to civil war and then be invaded from the south with Russia and other South American nations coming across the border. And folks, I see that happening. I think you do too. I don't know what's going to happen now that this happened. I can't see how we can go back to normal, if you want to call it that. I can't see that happening, not with this going on. And knowing that the Democrats stole the election yesterday in Georgia, the Republican computers, their voting machines broke down. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that just amazing? So I don't see that happening. And in Pennsylvania, the State House in Pennsylvania would not seat Senator Jim Brewster. because they said he stole the election. He beat his opponent by 60-some votes, and the votes he won by were sent in late. They were not brought in on time. But the Supreme Court upheld the illegal ballots. Folks, this now has become a 10th Amendment situation on states' rights. The Pennsylvania Senate did exactly right. The House did right. They called out fraud, said we're not going to seat these people because they won by fraud. We're not going to seat them. And the federal government has no authority inside this state. Now, that's a fact. If you read the Constitution and Bill of Rights, you'll find out that the state is superior to the federal because they created the federal. But this is where we are. There'll be no turning back. And here in West Virginia, they said it was an accident, but I don't believe so. The flag was flying upside down on the state capitol this morning. The flag was flying upside down on the state capitol. Now, they said it was an accident. I don't see that being an accident. I can't imagine somebody hoisting a flag up the pole and not noticing it's upside down. I think somebody's trying to send a message to the country, to the state. I really do. We are in distress to the point now of maybe civil war. A lady was shot through the doors of the Capitol, just shot through the doors and randomly hit her and killed the lady. Oh, I don't know what I can say about that except she was somebody's wife, mother, daughter. Somebody cared for this woman, and they shot her. If you shoot somebody through your front house, your house door, your front door, they put you in jail. They shot this lady, who was there unarmed, protesting and maybe making a solid stand, which they should have and did. And now she's dead. So where do we go from here? What's the next step? You tell me. I watched the news media coverage. Of course, the news media that I watched was very biased against the protesters that were there. They called them anarchists. These people were not anarchists. They want government, but they want a lawful government. They're not anarchists at all. As a matter of fact, they're not even protesters in the sense that they're doing something that's immoral. They are taking a stand for what they know is right. Obviously, total fraud on the election, and they're trying to make a point here. I'm expecting a phone call, like I said, for any time now. Our producer, Phil, will be calling in, and Coach Dave will be calling in also. About, I hope any minute to fill us in. But now, of course, these people were bad people, according to the media, because they went into the Capitol. That's unheard of. No, it's not unheard of. No, it's not unheard of. Not in this country. I mean, let's face it, folks, the war between the states was, a northern aggression was far worse than this, and this could lead to something like that. It could be fulfilling due to Demetrius Duda's prophecies. It very well could be fulfilling a prophecy, and I think it probably is. I think it's about time for that prophecy to be fulfilled. Now, if this group will be in Antifa or BLM, they would have told the cops to stand down. Nothing would have happened. They could have looted the whole town. They could have burned down homes, robbed people's houses. And they wouldn't have said a word to them. Because they're Antifa. They're doing the right thing because they're Antifa. That's just the way it is, folks. We're seeing this happen right now. Antifa took over cities, whole city blocks. Nothing was done. The cops told to stand down. Matter of fact, they disbanded some of the cop forces in some of these places because Antifa said disband them. Think about that. And they're blaming Trump. Now, you all know that I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a Biden supporter. If this election will be fraud in the other direction, then I understand why people be upset about that also. I mean, fraud is fraud, no matter whose side does it. Not the first time it happened. It happened with Obama and other people, and I'm sure the Republicans have done the show of it also. But this is blatant, out in the open fraud. Didn't even seem to care, and the courts upheld the fraud. The people have no recourse. They have no recourse. When peaceful solutions are rendered useless, the only thing left is force. Now, folks, I abhor violence, but I'm not against violence. Let that sink in a minute. I abhor violence. I don't like violence, but I'm not against it when the case makes it necessary. Any Christian, any truly born-again Christian, understands what I'm saying. We don't want violence. We're doing everything in our power to avoid it. But if you force it, it will happen. The vote fraud, again, was, like I said, was obvious. It was horrendous. And this history, the same thing happened in Georgia. They kept talking about our democracy. I know these people, the reporters, and all the most of the rest of them are dumber than rocks when it comes to history. I mean, let's face them, folks, they are. They were taught in the same public schools we were. They're dumber than rocks. America was not meant to be a democracy. A constitutional republic cannot work without fair elections. As a matter of fact, neither can an honest democracy work without fair elections. This is either stop it now or let it go on. What's going to happen next? I have no idea. The enemies of America, I'm sure, are tickled pink. See what's happening inside this country. And we, you and I both know, I think both of us should know, that both sides of this coin were instigating this conflict. And you and I know that's true also. Christ warned us that the house divided cannot stand. America crossed the Rubicon today. I don't see it ending anytime soon. I really don't like to talk about that, but when blood has been shed, a lady died who was somebody's wife, mother, or daughter, or maybe all three, and the perpetrators were the guards who fired through a door, blankly fired through a door. Something must be done. Do we have Phil with us? Oh, Coach Dave, you're there. Okay, we haven't got Phil yet. Okay, Coach, how are you?
Butch doing great, man. In the hills of West Virginia here, heading home, and it's been a long, long day. Like so many other things, Pastor Butch, folks, you can't believe the media. Let me say this right up front. This is a peaceful, patriotic protest of a million mom-and-pop Americans. And yes, the Capitol building was breached. I think it's interesting to note that not one person who breached the buildings, as far as I know, carried a weapon. They forced a way in the door. There's questions of who exactly was involved with it. Certainly was Patriots, but there may have been some Antifa involved with it. But again, this I was there 7 hours, brother. This is a peaceful protest against a lot of very, very angry and disgusted American citizens.
Well, Coach, as I was saying before you come on, and I can't go back over it all, I know you don't have time, but we crossed the Rubicon. I truly believe we crossed the Rubicon today. I do. If this all goes back to normal, we'll say now, if everything just shuts up, shuts down, goes home, and everything goes on like it was, Biden's going to be put in office, and the Democrats told the election last night in Georgia, we know that to be a fact because the Republican computers shut down during the election. This is all fact, folks. I'm going to make it up. Check it out for yourself. If they go back home and say, okay, we tried, I can't imagine that happened. I mean, it already cost a lady her life. How do we go back to zero again?
Well, see, first of all, second of all, third of all, here's part of our problem, Buzz. Patriots go, and they do whatever it was Patriots did today, and who is the greatest opposition to the Patriots? Our own teams. The things that I'm hearing, reading, and hearing about what the comments people are making about God-fearing, patriotic Americans just really, really kind of discourages me, Butch. The Declaration of Independence says that that we have an obligation, a moral obligation, I'm paraphrasing, to resist tyranny. It's obedience to God, right, Butch? It's obedience to God.
Let me read that to you. Let me read this to you. I'm going to read it to you. I read the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to read this to you, folks. Pay attention. I'm going to say this very clearly. Read Numbers chapter 1 sometime. Read about the militia in Numbers chapter 1. It is the duty of Christians to protect the liberty of everybody around them and protect the rights of everybody around them. But this is what the part of the Declaration of Independence says. Prudence indeed would dictate that governments long established should not be changed or for light and transient causes. And according to all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, and folks, we sure have, 100,000 babies have, that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms of which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object convinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. How much clearer can it get, Coach?
Well, Butch, let me make clear. Nobody had guns. Nobody had weapons. They broke into the people's house, Butch, right? And
yep.
Isn't it amazing?
Yep.
The only person that was shot was what appears to be, if I got my reports right, an innocent 16-year-old girl who was shot through a window, Butch.
16 years old.
That's the report. I could be wrong. I can't verify that. That's what I heard. 16 years old. And Butch, thank God it wasn't a black girl, huh? If it had been a black
girl, gosh.
cities would be burning right now, would they not, Butch? So see, they.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
The
and
Butch,
and the point of interest. How many black people were there? How many blacks were there?
Oh, I don't even count that. They were there, but I'm not going around looking at that.
Well, I'm
right?
just, I mean, but there were some there that understood what we're doing. There were some there,
oh,
so they can't
oh,
say
yeah,
it was
yeah,
a
yes.
white supremacy,
but just,
right? Okay.
Oh my, Butch, this was a very, very peaceful. Everything about it was extremely peaceful. But the truth of it is, we got a lot of real. Butch, we have American citizens who have lost their livelihoods, Butch. They've lost their livelihoods through this, whether it be the COVID, whether it be the fake, all that stuff. You understand in the hearts of hardworking, God-fearing mom-and-pop Americans, do you understand the frustration and the anger and the fear that's trapped up inside of them? And Butch, I'm just looking at a picture here. Back in May, Butch, back in May, Washington, D.C., burned, and they didn't even call it a peaceful protest. Did they not, Butch?
They did the same thing in Oregon, the same thing in Washington, the same thing. They burnt down buildings, took over city blocks, told the cops to stand down, and no one said a word, especially they were supposed to love them.
That's right. And Butch, Patriots showed up. They marched to the Capitol. They surrounded the Capitol. Someone breached inside. No guns, weren't shooting anybody, weren't doing any of that, Butch. And look again, folks, open your eyes. Who are the criminals? The peaceful protesters trying to push their way into the people's house. It's their, it's our house, Butch. It's our
yes, it
house.
Is. Yes, it is.
And,
yes, it is.
And I'm proud. I'm proud of what took place in Washington, D.C. today. I'm not proud that the young girl got killed. And I'm so sick and tired of self-righteous Americans criticizing what went on there today when they weren't even there to see what happened.
Well, and most of them will go to church and call themselves Christians. You know that.
I do know that. Yep.
You know that.
Yep.
You know that.
Yep.
You know, right. As I said before you come on, I really abhor violence, Coach, but I'm not against it in some situations.
But you think that the most lawless government in the history of America has this gall to say what Patriots did today was lawless. Lawless government calling pushback lawlessness. We live in an upside-down world, bud.
We do. And I can't remember her name, a reporter on ABC said, well, they were anarchists. They were not anarchists. They want government.
No.
They want good government. They're not anarchists. They want to have a good government that's doing fair elections. And Coach, if I'd been done against Biden, I'd say it was wrong also. I'm not picking sides of who got defrauded here, but it was obviously fraud. If it'd been the other way around, I'd say it was wrong. Because wrong elections, if they're not fair, why have them?
Well, I know this as well. We've been having a discussion most of the day. I hate to say this, Butch. They will not respect us till they fear us.
That's true.
And I have to tell you this. There are some people reevaluating today, tonight, reevaluating whether or not the right needs to be feared. And I think the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, isn't it, Butch?
Yes, it is.
Fear of God. And I think it's healthy for the government to fear some of the people. I believe it is.
Well, Coach, I know you know our producer, Phil Hudock, right? You know Phil, right, Coach?
Yes.
You know Phil. He just joined us also. He was there today also. Phil, come on in.
Hey, Butch, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Philip. We're talking to Coach Dave here. He just gave us an update. And Coach, how close were you to the Capitol building?
Oh, we were there. We were right there. There were a lot of people got inside. A lot of them breached. I could tell you the particulars of it, but I don't really know. It's secondhand information for the most part. But there were a couple hundred people, as far as I know, that got inside the building. But, Butch, I also want you to know that there were Antifa members who got. Now, listen, the Patriots broke in. There's no doubt about it. But there were Antifa members who penetrated the group as well, Butch. And some of the photos that I've seen, brother, those weren't Patriots, Butch. And some of those photos.
Sure.
That was somebody else, brother. Yep.
But that's a risk you always run. And Phil, Coach has shared what he saw. Would you like to share a few points you saw? And by the way, Phil, the young lady apparently was 16 years old that died. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I heard the same thing, that definitely there were other people involved, and those were the ones that were on the front there at the Capitol. But Coach is right, you know. Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty.
Right.
When you have a boss, you do what the boss says, or you risk getting fired. And of course, if we don't have elections, what good is a democratically elected representative republic, constitutional republic? So if I didn't see any altercations whatsoever. Everyone was polite. Everyone was, there was a great Christian presence there, which you'll see if you go to my website, readoff.info. I've published some stills that I took. I have 6 hours of video footage, which I will edit and put on there within the next 2 days. I just talked to a friend of mine, a mutual friend, you know who he is, but he told me, he said, everything is censored. He said, if anyone puts anything up on the internet, it's down very quickly. They're controlling the narrative, and of course the narrative is, we are bad, they are good, and it's very sad because I was there, I saw great people who are patriots, who are truth-loving, and like I said, I saw, you'll see, a great Christian presence of people that are pro-life and that realize that serving Jesus, serving our Creator, is number one.
Wow. Tell me this, Coach, are you still there? I hear a lot of noise in the background. Coach, you still with us?
I am,
okay.
Coach. I'm sorry about the
okay.
background.
That's all right.
Noise,
it's all right. Okay, Coach and Phil both, I want your opinion on this. What's next? As I said, we come on the program, we've crossed the Rubicon. What's next? Do we shut up, sit down, and be quiet and go back to our corners? What's next? Go ahead, Coach. You go first.
Absolutely not. We have nothing to apologize for. That's what I put at the bottom of the stills that I took, with no apologies. We don't apologize. We did the right thing for the right reason at the right time. Actually, we probably should have done it earlier, but we don't back up.
Amen. Okay. Coaching comments?
I couldn't agree more, Butch. In fact, listen, again, folks, this was totally, completely a peaceful protest. It was peaceful. The whole thing was peaceful. Now, the guys, they pushed in the door to get in there. Butch, they didn't have clubs. They weren't busting windows. They weren't shooting guns. They were pushing their way in. The police were in there. The police resisted them a little bit, but they broke through, got inside there. This was a peaceful protest. Now, hey, here's what's going to – this is one of the things I've been asking all the way home here. You know, what do we do? What's next? And, you know, brother, I really don't know, but I can tell you this. It's not to tuck our tail between our legs and go back and allow the tyranny to continue. I don't know the next move. But I'm not ashamed of anything that I saw happen there today.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I don't know what to say to either one of you. I appreciate your reports. But what I could see and what I saw on TV and the reports coming in, I do believe that if they don't take this warning, there could be something a lot stronger happening next time. What's your opinion on that, Phil?
Now what happened?
Can you hear me, Phil?
Break fire.
Can you hear me, Phil? Okay. I said, if they don't pay heed to this, you know, you remember the march down in Virginia where 100,000 patriots went down armed for the gun rights march in Virginia and they were ignored? They totally ignored them?
Yeah.
Well, if they ignore this, what do you think is going to happen next?
Well, of course, they're going to try to demonize and turn everyone against the real patriots.
Of course.
But you do what's right regardless. So it doesn't matter what the outcome is. You do what's right.
Well, we know that this, I do believe, was the beginning of something. I think Coach and Phil were seeing maybe the prophecies of Dmitry Dubin come to pass now. I do believe it's possible. I really do. He prophesied back in the 80s about going to civil war, then Russia attacking from the south with some South American countries. I think it's very possible this could happen. But either way it goes, we can't back up. We ain't no place to back up to. There's no place to go.
Butch, I can tell you this, that when we were riding the metro to get out of there, we had a little bit of a delay. We were just standing on the platform, and one of my friends was asking people, well, what do you think? These are strangers, but strangers. And I, almost to a T, 90% of them says, well, it's a beginning. It's a beginning. We may have to strap it up and come back again, but it's the beginning. And I have that same feeling about it, Butch. If they go ahead and they continue to try to push communism down our throat, brother, I don't think they have any idea what kind of resistance they're going to get. Hey, Butch, let me say this again, real slow, so your listeners can understand. This was a 100% peaceful protest on the part of the patriots. No weapons, no clubs, no fires, no bulldozers, no cars, nothing. Merely men pushing their way in through the people's house to let their voices be heard.
Amen. Okay. Phil, what do you want to add to that? Anything?
Amen. Exactly. It was. It was very peaceful. My heart was touched by the people. You know, a lady asked me, she said, what do you think of all this? And I said, I said, I'm glad it's happening, but it should have happened a long time ago. But I'm really glad it's happening. And, you know, when you do what's right, you're not wrong. I mean, how can you go wrong? And you have, as a matter of fact, you don't have a choice to do what's right. You have a duty to do what's right. And
that's exactly right.
The Declaration of Independence said it is our duty to throw
right.
tyrannical government. Well, right now we have tyrannical, out-of-control government. We actually have a duty to overthrow it if we can't change it.
I totally agree. I completely agree. Anything else y'all like to add to it before I let you go? Anything else? I know you're driving home.
Yeah, I do. I do, Pastor Butch. I'd like to say this, and I got to hang up because I'm going to get into the mountains, and you won't be able to hear me. The scriptures tell us in Matthew that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. Now, Butch, listen, folks, listen. The key word in that scripture is not violence. It's force. And Butch, I want your audience to think right now, over the last however many years, the things that have been forced upon Christian people, things that they've accepted, that they have forced us to accept against our own consciences and our own faith. And people like to focus in on, well, we don't want to be violent, we don't want to be violent. But Butch, it's force. They're forcing us everywhere we look.
That's exactly right. Okay, Coach, thank you, brother. Good, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you, Coach. Phil, you want to hang on through the break?
I'll hang on.
All right, folks, to the break with your phone calls, too, at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
All right, folks, we're on the downhill half the broadcast already. Right now, Coach Dave had to leave. We still have Phil Hudock with us tonight to discuss what happened in D.C. today. You know, Thomas Jefferson said this, and nobody likes to read this because this is a whole different mindset back in his day. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure. Well, obviously, we've lost that concept of standing for what's right overall. We have. We haven't done it for a long time. This kind of protest, this kind of movement should have took place back in 1973 when it started killing babies. This should have happened then. We didn't even take time to defend their unborn children. We're about 40-some years really late for this. So what's going to happen out of this, I don't know. But I do believe the Rubicon has been crossed and there's no going back. Either we continue this movement or they sit down in their seats of power and laugh at us. And Phil just informing me during the break there that they're going to do the electoral vote count tonight and rub it in the face of the patriots that were there and say, you cannot change our minds. We're going to do this despite what you say. Now, Phil, that's what they said basically, right?
Yeah, that's what they're reporting on Fox News. And, of course, everyone should understand Fox News is not your friend. Follow the money, because they were the 10th largest corporate contributor to Bill and Hillary Clinton.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
But, you know, in the book of James, it says, to know it to do right and doeth it not, to him that is sin.
That's exactly right, Phil. And that's why I said we should have done this a long time ago. At least we started killing our children. We should have done it a long time ago. But let's take a phone call from Kentucky. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch, how you doing?
Doing well, Chris. Yeah. What's on your mind?
I got some special news bulletin from InfoWars. One of the reporters that was in the Capitol got a uncut version of that woman that was shot and killed. So I don't know. She didn't look like she was a teenager. She probably looked like late, mid-30s or so. But,
okay, all right, okay.
There's another report. A man had run up to the police when they were peacefully protesting. Somebody took tear gas and sprayed at the police. Possibly that might have been an Antifa that started something. So we're going to look into these investigations clip by clip. I tell you what, the Chi-Coms better be scared. Because this isn't over yet. I had reports that some of the state capitals, they were doing that in state capitals, starting to take over their capitals. There's reports about that earlier today. Now, in my state where I have Mitch McConnell, I don't know if Kentucky has it going to happen. I don't know. Mitch McConnell has messed up. You know, you heard about what Mike Pence did. He turned against the president on his voting.
Yeah.
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 It's really, really, we got to go to every capital in all 50 states. Including the United States Capitol. But this country belongs to us. Those people answer to us. The globalists, the Chinese, the Chi-Coms, the Bill Gates, all of them, we got to get them out of Washington. That's what's running that. The satanic, Luciferian, New World Order that's running that.
I agree.
We have to get the fear out of us, take the masks off, quit running around in fear, and get up there, man up, woman up. Let's take back our country, Butch, because if we don't, it's going to be all over. We're going to be like Venezuela. That's where we're going to be headed if we're not going to be careful.
I totally agree. We still have, I like to think, some moral ground left to do this. When we certainly have filled about 100 million unborn babies, and we watch them sodomize their sons and pervert their daughters, but maybe there's some moral ground left if the people repent and move in. You know, today, as Coach said, this was totally peaceful. We had one shot from our side, we'll say, and killed. But no one on our side, as far as I know, fired a shot, even had a gun to do it with. But they called us anarchists. They called the people everything you think of. If Antifa had done this today in D.C., they would have told the cops, stand down, let them burn down the place. But when patriots do it, conservative patriots and many Christians do it, well, they're just nothing but evil people. And the news media played it up every way they could to make it look like a bunch of fools. They blamed it on Trump, and I'm not saying Trump didn't help instigate it, because he did. But they blame it on him because he's such a weak president. He has to have the people come in and kind of do what he wants to do. So we'll see. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, I just want to say that let's keep the fight, because you know what? In the scriptures of Ephesians 6:12, that's where we're at right now. That's Bible. You know what that verse is, Butch? About the disorder.
Yep.
And that's
I do.
That. And like you said, the aborted babies and all the dumbing down of the society. Folks, get away from the fake news. Turn your TVs off. Put your cell phones down. Get with people and start getting in your local areas, your communities, your sheriffs. It's time. Not just Washington, your state and county. Let's rise up and get this done peacefully.
Okay. If possible, let's do it peaceably. If possible.
If possible. And I hope
yes.
It is. But, you know, it's up to God. If God wants us, I follow what he tells me.
That's right. Well, if the other side will let's do it peacefully, we'll do it that way. Good call, Chris. Thank you. And folks, the lines are open, 844-769-2944. And as you know, Phil, the flag in our state capitol is upside down today. According to the press, it was an accident. Didn't mean to happen. But I can't imagine somebody taking a flagpole, crew up the pole, never knows it's upside down. Can you?
Yeah, when are we going to believe the media?
And our governor said he was ashamed of the people. He was ashamed because one delegate from West Virginia was there also, and he was ashamed of that delegate. This is where we stand today. And this guy's supposed to be a Republican.
Correct. Well, we see the deep state is wider and broader, and the number of patsies are greater than we ever thought.
Well, again, today was a huge move. The gun rally in Virginia was huge, but ignored. It was basically ignored. The governor of Virginia just ignored it all, went about business, and did what he said he was going to do. So far, they haven't showed any respect for the people or what the people are saying. Today, the Capitol was breached. There are people inside the Capitol. They said the senators and congressmen were hiding. Nancy Pelosi was hiding. If this doesn't make him stop and think, Phil, there's not much left that we can do short of revolution.
Well, Butch, whose hands is the blood on? Whose hands?
Of course.
Theirs.
Yeah, of course.
Theirs.
And who was it once said that if peaceful peaceful means are not provided, and the only other mean is I can't remember who said it, is violence. I mean, if they won't let us do it peacefully, if they won't let us do it through honest elections, what's left? If the whole idea of this country is based on the idea of a smooth transition of power because people got their choice. Well, we know when Obama especially was up running, it was another election that was defrauded from the people. We know that. And it's happened on both sides, I'm sure, over the years. So I'm not pointing fingers either side. But the point of it is, we've tolerated the field for so long, and now they think they can sit back smugly and laugh at us and think, well, we can get by with it, because you can't stop us.
Yeah, it's either the ballot box or the bullet box.
I agree. I totally agree, Phil. I really do. I don't know what else to tell you. Anything else you want to share with the folks? I know you're tired. I'm going to get some rest tonight. Anything else you want to share with the folks?
Well, whodoc.info does have some stills already. You can see a strong Christian presence at the rally. You can see it was peaceful. And I'll put as much up there to combat the fake news as I can later on.
Well, thank you so much, Phil, for being there. And I tell you what, my friend, you've been a strong ally for this whole country for a lot of years, and you've been with my ally now for 20-some years in the ministry. And by the grace of God, we've come a long ways, and I appreciate you being there.
We're partners.
We are. We are. Whether you like it or not, Phil, we are. We are there. Thanks, Phil, for being there, and be careful coming home, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow, folks, that's powerful. That's powerful. I mean, it's powerful. And if you read the scriptures, you'll find out in Deuteronomy 28:28, he said, I'll make chaos. I'll smite with madness. I'll give astonishment of heart and face. He said, I'll make the nation go insane. I'll turn chaos on them, and we'll see when what happens when the moral foundations are destroyed, when the people won't stand for the truth. Well, we're seeing it. We are seeing it right now. Maybe people will stand now and make a difference, but we're seeing the fruit of callousness and apathy in this nation now for the last several years, at least four decades. We're seeing it. And now it's going to cost a lot more than we would have had to pay four decades ago. Let's go to Canada and talk to Jeff. Jeff, come on in.
Hi, nice to talk to you, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I knew that Pence would do what he did because Pence, and I had discussions about this back in 2016 with some people who were playing a concert down there in Lake George, and we spotted Pence as what he is, a fake. All the people around Trump are crooks, basically. And the same thing. Now, yesterday, Dave Dolomar was on, and he went and prayed with that rat, you know what, Barr. Barr is total deep state, and I said right in the comments after that, you're wasting your time. Barr's conscience is seared. Okay?
Most of them are.
Beyond hope.
Yes, most of them are,
yeah.
Yes.
Beyond hope. And yeah, no, the only thing that's going to be left is if Trump brings in the Insurrection Act, where he has to do anything that he can do to stop this, because there will be no election. Look at this Georgia fraud election. Once again, this first one out, this is a fraud just like all the others. And there will be no other free election in the country. And that means around the world, here and everywhere else, there won't be free elections there. It'll take over everywhere. The United States falls, everything falls.
Well, you know, as you heard Phil say, they're going to do the electoral votes tonight just to thumb their nose in the face of the people. That's what they're doing. They're going to do the electoral votes tonight. And so if they do that and everything goes on through, what's the next step, Jeff?
The next step is that Trump has to bring in the Insurrection Act, or people have to rise up in the states. They have to do anything. The time of talk and mamby-pambying around is over.
Oh, now, it's been over a long time, yes.
It's been over for a long time, but this is the absolute proof. This is the last stand. If this goes through and he gets in, that guy, he will lock the country down, including West Virginia. They will roll over. He'll bring out the army if he has to do it. He will flood the place with illegal immigrants. The other thing he will do, he will pack the court. He will go after the guns big time.
I got to make a comment there, Jeff. Quick comment. Yeah. All the appointees Trump put in the court, so-called conservatives, turned against him,
yeah,
including the Supreme
of
Court.
Course.
And I was talking to a very close friend of mine who's a lawyer who counsels Trump on we'll say religious perspectives. He said that if the courts don't back Trump, the Insurrection Act will not work because the courts will tell the state authorities to stand down. If the states tolerate it, like in Pennsylvania, they will let a senator take his seat because he was elected fraudulently. The states have rights to tell the feds to take a hike if they'll do it.
Yeah, well, there you are. I knew that. See, here's the thing. He picks his people. He's surrounded. As the guy from I think it's Overstock.com was on there in a meeting with Sidney Powell and all of them in the White House. How they were rating him. He said, "See, I'm surrounded by all these people." He was surrounded by people. You're picking people. I knew that those Supreme Court justices, they're all from the deep state. They have to get people from outside of Washington, people who are not connected. And he needs to have a chief of staff in there, or needs to if he comes in again, who was going to pick people who are not deep staters, who are outsiders, people who've never set foot in that crap hole of Washington, D.C. That's what he's needed to do for a long time. I wish that I could be the Canadian citizen, but I wish I could be the chief of staff because I would kick their butts.
I hear you.
Totally.
Jeff, I got to jump. Good call. Good points. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Good call. Very good call. Jeff's in Canada, folks. Obviously, though, he knows what's happening. And understand this. The way America goes, the world goes. Understand that. Let's go next to George in New Hampshire. George, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hey.
I wanted to just comment on two things. One is, with the flag being flown upside down, I remember I worked on an installation where I volunteered to raise the flag in the morning, and a captain came by one time, and he told me, one time, somebody accidentally ran it up the pole upside down, and he said that there was a nearby police formation that came up because that was a sign of distress.
Distress, that's right.
A signal that you needed help.
Yes, yes.
And you know, that's very apropos to what's going on now. We're beyond help. I hate to say that. The other thing I wanted to say, Pastor, and I think if you could help me out on this, I remember seeing it in Proverbs in the Bible that there was something, now I'm paraphrasing, but it said basically, in other words, if the employees of some sort of business or organization are corrupt, how much more the owner or the head of it? Do you know the one I mean?
No, top of my head, don't.
There was one that said, in other words, if the rank and file
were corrupt.
In other words, it reflects how much more with the person who hired them or appointed them.
Yep.
And
I understand.
What I'm saying, doesn't it seem to be very orchestrated? I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You go right ahead.
No, but I was going to say, doesn't it seem to be strange that they're both playing their roles? And I know Trump is a card-carrying member of the Actors Guild. So he's a card-carrying actor. He's in that union. And then you have the other people, and then look at Nancy Pelosi, like the other caller said. He said that she was hiding. And you know what it reminds me of? When somebody's about to set off some sort of an explosive device or set something off, just before it's about to blow, they duck for cover, right?
True.
So, true. To me, it sounds like they're playing us off each other because I believe that it's so infiltrated that we're being played against each other. And like you say, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And I've never seen the country so divided. And it's insanity because you almost can't talk to the other side. It's impossible in many instances, right?
That's true. Very true.
They won't suffer sound doctrine, as the Bible says. I don't want to hold you up because I know you've got other callers.
Well, that's fine. You know, you made a point, though, that I would like to think isn't true, but I'm almost certain it is. Trump is the instigator, just like the other side is instigating this situation. I can't prove that, but I don't trust Trump. Never did. I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for either one of those men. But I think you're right. I think we're being played against the middle, and that's what's going to come to a head pretty soon. Thanks for the call, George. Appreciate it.
All right
on the money.
Care.
Good call. Thank you. Now, folks, I don't want to sound like some kind of negative Nelly here, I guess you could say. I don't want to make everybody think, well, gee, Pastor, don't you see anything good? Yeah, I see lots of things good. I really do. I know good people, they were involved in this. Good people that really meant well. But in my opinion, we're 100 million babies too late. Read 2 Kings 24, verse 4. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. Let's go next to Ohio and talk to Addison. Addison, come on in. Welcome.
Well, how you doing this evening, Pastor Butch?
I'm doing okay, Addison. Just sitting back and watching the nation crumble.
Are you stirring the pot?
Well, I guess I do sometimes. I don't mean to, but you know, right's still right, and I can't change it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Our government, both sides, is corrupt from the bottom to the top and from the top back down to the bottom.
That's true.
Yes, there is tyranny going on, and we need to stand against it. There has been election fraud, and we need to take care of that. But I remember Bundy Ranch. I remember Waco, Texas. I remember 9/11. I remember what happened out in Las Vegas with the shooting at the concert. No politician is worth fighting for, especially one that for 300 days has not defended your freedom but pushed a biological weapon as fast as he could with Operation Warp Speed.
Good point. I'd like to think, Addison, I am not fighting for Trump. I like to see that the fact that we're fighting for a fraudulent election, that without fair elections, we can't change anything. That's what I'm looking at. That's part. You know for sure I don't support Trump, never have. I don't support Biden either. But a fraudulent election means takes away the last vestige of anything being done peacefully. If they take that away, there's nothing left but guns.
Well, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution clearly commands you in this. When it states, the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a republican form of government and shall protect each one of them against invasion. Okay?
Yeah.
Both sides of the aisle have opened our doors and we've been invaded.
I agree.
I will tell you this. You're 100% right. We do have to stand against tyranny. There has been this has been a totally fraudulent election.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you this also. I believe in my heart that presidents aren't elected. They have been selected probably since Kennedy.
I think you're probably right on that too. I really do. Well, whatever happens now, Addison, I do believe it's headed across the Rubicon. They have no choice. Either push it all the way through now, or they go home and pretend like nothing happened. And I don't see that happening.
Well, you know what's going to happen with those million people that's been in D.C.? They're going to get demoralized, go home, and do nothing.
That's what I'm afraid that could happen. I am. Addison, I got to jump. I got called back up here. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Love you.
God bless, my friend. Let's go next to our brother Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Butch, and
yes,
thank
sir.
You for taking a balanced approach. You know, history repeats itself quite a bit throughout, over and over and over again. And way back in the 1930s, we had an attempted right-wing coup to allegedly counteract the left-wing coup of Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Right.
And that was, they hired the wrong guy to try to lead it. The military end of it was General Smedley D. Butler, a fellow Pennsylvanian,
yep.
Who blew the whistle on these guys. So let's keep in mind that, and what you have said is 100% correct. There's, as George Wallace also said, was 100% correct, and that is there's not a dime's difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Both of them take us into socialism, just that the liberal Democrats take us in 100 miles an hour. The moderate Republicans take us in at 80 miles an hour. The goal is total socialist, totalitarian government. So we need to be very, very careful to watch these things play out, because they want order out of chaos, and they're going to get it with whether you have a Republican regime or a Democratic regime in there. They've all been been compromised, and your previous caller pointed that out.
Amen.
That these people are selected. And Donald Trump was selected just as Biden was selected. So whichever one of them's in there, we're going to get total full-blown socialism. I'd like to tell everybody that we need to know history because it does repeat itself. And Pastor Butch is offering a 411-page paperback book that shows you a lot of the history of early American and who the real controllers are. I'd urge you to get that for $10 post-page. You get a 411-page paperback book with a nice, glossy, colorful, the grand design exposed by John Daniel, fellow West Virginian of Pastor Butch Paz. $10 post-paid. I would urge everyone to, I think you're 1-800-777-4403. Is that correct?
That's it. That's it. You got
That's his number. Call him, and you can order that in credit card, and it'll give you a whole bunch of early American history and show you who's been controlling the country since then. So thank you, Pastor Butch, for having the guts to tell the truth.
Well, thank you, being there, Darrell. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, folks, you can call tomorrow. I'll be in office tomorrow, like I said, by myself. So be patient with me. The phones get pretty nutty around here, and I'm only one here. I can't get all the lines. If you call and I don't get to you, please leave a message. I will call you back, I promise. I don't mean to cut anybody off tomorrow. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Call, place, order the book Darrell just mentioned, The Grand Design Exposed, powerful book. You'll find out that the place where D.C. is built right now is what's called Rome. I'm not making it up, and the guy that owned it was named Pope. What a coincidence. Let's go next to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hello, Pastor. What a day, Jan.
Yeah.
If we don't hit our knees now and pray for our Savior to come, we are lost.
Yeah.
Not only from our country going to go away, but we are lost. We're not going to do this without Him.
We're not going to do it without him. Well, no, we can't. And as Todd in the Bible said this past weekend, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it, and the watchmen wake in vain who try to watch the city, they wake in vain. Unless the Lord's in it, we can't correct it. Saw this to it.
Yeah.
It can't be done.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, folks, it can't be done. And maybe, and I like
we
to think, and still said a lot of Christians there today, I like to believe that. But we come to the point now that there's no turning back that I can see. People say, well, they might go back to sleep, and they might, but I don't see turning back. I don't. Go ahead.
That's what was missing from when Trump spoke today. I waited for him to stop and say, God, help us. God, lead us. And he didn't say it. They had a prayer, yes. They had Christians there, yes. But I didn't hear it from the president. I didn't hear him.
No. Well, I cannot say God bless America.
We're missing that.
If
he was a Christian, I think today, and he may be, I don't know, only God knows who is and who isn't, he would have said something. He would have mentioned God.
I think you're probably right. Well, I got to jump, Jan, but out of time. Thanks for the call. Okay. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
And folks, down the last few seconds, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you all. You all are the finest people on earth. You truly are. And listen, I try to get whatever wisdom I got from the scriptures and experience with my father. I share wisdom with you, give him all the praise, because I'm just a mere mortal that has a lot of problems, figure things out. Do pray for this country and for our Father's will be done. That's all I'm saying. Pray for our Father's will to be done, and that we'll be part of that will. I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. I look forward to talking to you. God bless and good night.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.